Oh. I hear it in the streets and in the park. I mean, it's the attitude that counts, as well as everything else it takes. You with me? I mean, we should never compromise. We won't get anywhere in life, excepting second best. You get it yet? If you don't taste it, if you don't feel it, baby, we haven't come a very long way, have we? So what exactly is it? This grand unified theory of female pain and wet cement. Could it be the face that would sell condoms in a cunt? Or better yet, I had a lover once. Some men came by, shot up the house she lived in, tore up the place, broke every fucking window, burnt her out. She couldn't tell me why. I hate men and their violence. Their weak, murderous minds.
Good evening. Thank you for joining, popping in, sitting a spell, sitting back, enjoying the pitter-patter of the rain. You're listening to The Eternal Now. I am your temporary guide, Andy Ortman, here on WFMU.org. We just heard a track from the brand new Consumer Electronics album out this week, I believe, right now, Dollhouse Songs. A very fitting track, The Push. Right there. Very fitting. In front of that, from 1973, Elon Memoroglu, a track Fragmentation from an album Electronic Music for Jean Dubuffet's Cuckoo Bazaar. I was 1 year old when that record came out. With that being said, we're going to keep things moving right along. This is a record from 1981. Monitor. This is a track called Pavilion. Thank you.
I can't. I can't.
Stop eating your little chicken thighs.
worry, baby. There's more where this coming from.
Okay, we are back from a dark, very dark set. We just heard from Revenge, a new album entitled Behold Total Rejection. The name of that track was Nihilist Militant, parenthetically, Total Rejection. That was the last track of their new record, Revenge, from Canada. In front of that, also a new album, Oak Eater, a broken up trio from Chicago some years ago, but with an older recording now being released on Sige Records. Aquarius is the name of the album, and that track we heard before Revenge was also entitled Aquarius. In front of that, same label, Sige, a new release also. Daniel Menchie collaboration with Mammifer. The name of that track, Exuvia. Hopefully I got that pronunciation right. Also brand new, Daniel Menchie Mammifer collaboration. Long, beautiful, dreary, drony pieces on that album. In front of that, Unfilm, a track from a triple LP on Triple R Records, I believe. America the Beautiful was the name of the compilation. That was Unfilm. In front of that, Bene Gesserit, a track, You Can Dance It, also from a compilation, a double LP on Dead Man's Curve record, somewhere around 1986, I believe that was released. And then we started this set off so long ago with Monitor from their self-titled album from 1981, Monitor. So here we are again. We made it all the way from the beginning to the middle, and here we are at the end of The Eternal Now. I'm going to leave you with another track. Giancarlo Toniuti. This is an untitled track from a compilation, International Friendship, a record that was coordinated by Conrad Schnitzler. I don't exactly understand this compilation. My friend sort of bequeathed this to me yesterday. All the tracks are untitled. Where track titles would usually exist, there's just the addresses for the artists. I don't know, maybe they want you to start having pen pals with these people. Anyway, Giancarlo Toniuti, an untitled track. Good night. Thank you for joining me, and we'll do it again next week.
Questo giardino. nelle piccole pianure soffuse. Sulla mia memoria.